Life Audio.
A Prayer While You Wait for God to Work, written by Betsy DeCruz and read by Kelly Givens. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His Word I hope. Psalm 130:4. Do you ever wish God would just answer your prayer or solve your problem now? Most of us are not good at waiting. Instead of trusting God, we wring our hands and worry. Whether you're waiting for God to provide a need, heal an illness, or bring your prodigal home, you probably know God's answers don't usually come as quickly as you'd like. When a difficult situation lingers, discouragement makes waiting even harder. While you wait on God to answer your prayer for a new job or healing in your marriage, doubt creeps in. We want our problem solved now, but God wants us to learn to trust Him with our needs. One little verse helps us understand how to wait well. Psalm 130, verse 4 says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His word I hope. We need to cling to God's word while we wait on Him to act. The Bible is full of encouragement to fuel our faith during those hard times when we cannot see God moving as we would like. On its pages, we find reminders of God's unchanging character, assurance of His presence with us, stories of His faithfulness in the past, and promises we can claim today. As we read, remember, and meditate on the truths we find in Scripture, our hope grows. We can be sure we are praying in accordance with God's will when we pray through God's Word. We need to fill our minds and hearts with truth from Scripture. While we wait on the Lord, we have to choose our focus carefully. Will we focus on what isn't happening in our lives until our hearts grow bitter? Or will we choose to focus on God's presence, His faithful love, and His power to do more than we can even ask for? If you are waiting for an answer to prayer, may I encourage you to cling to God's word and feed your faith with Scripture today? Your trust in God will grow as you choose to stand on His word and praise His faithfulness. Let's pray. Lord, while I wait for You to answer my prayer, I will hope in Your word and praise You for the blessings of salvation. Thank You for Your presence in my life. Thank You for the gift of the Holy Scriptures to encourage my faith. Lord, today I'm choosing to cling to Your word. Help me grow in the daily habit of reading my Bible each day. As I read through the Scriptures, open my eyes so I can see You. Open my ears to hear Your voice through Your word. Father, I continue asking You to do what only You can do. But today, I will praise You for Your faithfulness, even when I cannot see it as clearly as I'd like. I choose to trust Your love and Your perfect plans for me. Strengthen my faith and my hope as I continue to wait on You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.